Hello?
I'm calling in regards to an outstanding warrant we have for your arrest due to an outstanding balance of your account of $2,792.33.
I didn't know about that. Well, let me ask you this. Is there any way that I can take care of that now?
Yes, we can clear up this matter if you're able to make a payment right now with a debit or credit card.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, and go ahead with the number, please.
My number is 321. Welcome to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude. I'm Alexander Caden, and on the line, I have a scammer. Can I have your name, please? That's exactly what I thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go.
Like I was saying before, welcome to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude. I'm Alexander Caden, along with Brooklyn Alexander. UINWA is the real news. We're just going to tell it to you with a little bit of flavor. You ready?
Yeah!
Here we go. The decision to erect two statues of Breaking Bad characters at the Albuquerque Convention Center in New Mexico is causing an uproar.
What the f***?
Well, I guess so. It's really glorifying meth makers.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. A Republican group in Alabama is apologizing after they say they accidentally used a picture of the GOP elephant that contained Ku Klux Klan imagery.
That was the biggest load of crap I've ever heard.
The Lawrence County Republican Party intended to post an image of the GOP elephant on its Facebook page, but ended up using one in which the white spaces between the animal's legs were drawn to resemble hooded Klansmen. Polio, monkeypox, Marburg virus, and other infectious diseases are surging around the globe. After COVID-19, there were reports of little kids with mysterious and life-threatening liver failure across the U.S. and Europe.
You gotta be kidding me.
Now, monkeypox cases are surging across the globe like never before. Meningitis has killed at least a dozen people in Florida this year, while some other virus that I can't even pronounce has infected newborns across several states, with at least one baby dying in Connecticut.
You gotta be kidding me.
In Australia and Belgium, diphtheria is making a comeback.
Oh, hell no.
And cases of the Marburg virus, whatever that is being identified for the first time ever in the place where I would think they would find some new shit, Ghana. Then, just last week, New York City announced that there's polio in its wastewater.
What the hell?
Well, that's wastewater. I'm surprised polio was the only thing they found. But it's also New York City, and I'm sure the Hudson and the East River, the two rivers in New York City, are full of plenty of other stuff. Because if you really pay attention, you never see anybody fishing in the Hudson or the East River. And if you did and you caught something, it's probably glowing.
Ain't that a bitch?
And as far as wastewater is concerned, they picked it up in London sewers also. It's like all the biblical plagues are playing out, making you wonder what's next. And if that's true, I think if you read the book of Revelations, you'll find out what's coming next.
Let us pray.
About damn time.
T.I. went all Will Smith when he punched a member of the group, the Chainsmokers.
Who?
The Chainsmokers.
Who?
The Chainsmokers, man. He punched him in the face for kissing him on the cheek. I don't blame T.I. on that one. I swear I don't. Tiny should have came in and smacked his ass for that.
Who?
Tiny.
Who?
T.I.'s wife, man. Brooklyn, I heard there's some BS happening in Pensacola, Florida. What's up?
A Pensacola, Florida elementary school teacher said he quit his job after another staff member removed bulletin board pictures he had posted of African American leaders and civil rights icons such as Martin Luther King Jr., Harriet Tubman, George Washington Carver, and General Colin Powell. He had posted the pictures on the board behind his desk when the other staff member took them down, saying they were not age appropriate. The school is investigating the incident. Airbnb was listing slave cabins in Louisiana, Georgia, and Mississippi as charming cottages with old-fashioned decor and Wi-Fi access. But an uproar and outrage caused the company to remove the listings and offer up apologies.
What does that mean?
The company says it is now working with experts to develop new policies that address listings associated with slavery.
For the first time after two decades of swirling allegations, R. Kelly's former goddaughter has taken the stand as a prosecution witness in the case against the singer. The woman, who's now 37 and testifying at Kelly's federal trial in Chicago, told the jury she had sexual contact with Kelly for the first time at 14.
It's obscene, it's wrong, it's obscene, it's wrong.
Their sex acts escalated to intercourse when she was 15.
It's obscene, it's wrong, it's obscene, it's wrong.
She also stated after that they had sex numerous times, sometimes along with other teenage girls whom she recruited at Kelly's request.
Oh my God!
The encounters allegedly took place in Kelly's home on West George Street.
What the hell?
At his Near West Side recording studio.
Are you serious?
On tour buses.
Oh yeah!
In hotels in Chicago.
No! No!
And elsewhere, she claims. If you suffer from diabetes and you're tired of pricking your finger, then stop pricking your damn finger and check out a continuous glucose monitor. Call 800-690-2320. That's 800-690-2320. You've been listening to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude. UINWA is produced for Urban Network News. Okay, Serenity, come on in, baby, and tell them who produces UINWA.
Papa.
That's right, your papa.
Papa.
I had to add my granddaughter. Come on now.